Welcome to the Parish by the Park podcast. I'm your host, Scott Kramer. That's Kramer with a C. Or you can just call me Scott C. I've been a parishioner of St. Monica's for 8 years. I'm a 14-year convert to the Catholic faith. I was this past year's coordinator for the rummage sale. I'm co-leader of the liturgical team that I'm with my wife, Sandy. I'd like to talk to you as to why I want to start this podcast. It all started with a night in adoration. I was in front of Jesus, and I was praying about how to reach the families of St. Monica, how to get the information to them, and how to get more people involved. And the idea of a podcast came to mind. I said, Lord, that's not me. I don't do podcasts. I'm not technology gifted or even remotely comfortable with technology. So why would you mention that to me? Somebody else has to do it. I'll see if other people want to do it. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll at least do that. So I went and talked to half a dozen people, and not a one said they'd do it. But they said I should do it. It was a great idea, but I should do it. So I went back to the Lord. I said, Lord, this isn't me. You got the wrong person. I don't know how to do this technology stuff. It's going to sound terrible. Nobody's going to listen. So it's been a year later, here I am, trying something out. So this is one huge experiment. So here is why I'm creating this podcast. I'll condense it. I created this podcast to be a modern method to inform the people of St. Monica about the items in the bulletin. Now you may say that we already have a printed version of the bulletin, and you'd be right. And others may say that I get the email of their parish bulletin every Saturday, and you'd be right, because I do too. But if you're like me, I grab the bulletin on the way out from Mass, I may or may not read it on Sunday, and then I lose it at home. Or I don't refer back to the email on Saturday. So I still miss out on events that I'd like to go to. So I thought this could be listened to on your phone. Everybody's got their phone with them. You can listen to it anywhere, anytime, and multiple times. And you can share it. I just thought it'd be interesting. But I also envision this as an opportunity to have conversations about events, church teaching, and interviews with parishioners, with Father Jason, ministry leaders in our parish. All of this, of course, would be approved by Father Jason. I have topics I've always wanted to discuss with people, but there's no time after Mass or after an event. So I'm going to try this and see if you all agree. And the way I'll know you agree is if you listen. So let's go over the format of the podcast. The podcast will include bulletin mentions, so things that are in the bulletin, I'll highlight some things. We'll have ministry moments for ministry leaders at St. Monica, or highlights of something that's going on. We'll have an interview or a conversation with people, or a panel, or Father Jason, or myself, about topics that are pertinent to the life of the church at St. Monica's, or bigger issues, could be Catholic teaching. Now, I've created an email so that you can email me topic ideas or comments. And that email is KramerTalk@gmail.com. Now that's KramerTalk with a C, KramerTalk.com. I'm sorry. KramerTalk@gmail.com. I'll put out new content twice a month. At least that's what I'm intending to do. I'm not sure how this all will work out, but that's what I intend to do. So, with that said, let's go to the bulletin. If you hear any popping noises, I'm sorry. Still not working out the details of editing. Kind of get what you get. All right, so in the week of the 14th week, 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Faithful 5K Run and Family Walk, Saturday, August 16th. Save the date. Faithful 5K, Saturday, August 16th. That's the Saturday before the Parish Festival. I want you all to note it. Should be a good time. Down by the Riverwalk, by the way. I think she said it starts and ends at the Bend Shell at Patel Park. And there's going to be some kind of food at the end of the race. Oh, by the way, we need volunteers for that. St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry needs this month are pancake mix, potatoes, spaghetti sauce, canned fruit, and tuna helper. Yum. Anyways, if you're so inclined to help feed the needy in our area, please donate some of those items, but you know what? They'll take anything that you drop off. I want to highlight Bibles, Burgers, and Brew, which is our summer series in the backyard of Fathers Jason's Rectory. We've had some good topics. We have about, 20, 30 people show up. Food's always good. Conversation's always good. Knights of Columbus at St. Monica Council. They have their meeting July 10th, 7:15 in the Sister Pat's room in the school over by the gym. And that's some place where you can talk to if you have an idea for them to do something or participate in something. That'd be a good place to go talk to them about. They talk about, council business, when and who's doing the breakfast and how we're going to do it, who we're sponsoring or who's volunteering and upcoming events coming down the line. So, and they do talk about the district. So they have a district report that talks about what the other councils are doing, and there's all kind of things. So it'd be good for any night that can make that. That would be a good thing. St. Monica has a mom's group. I don't know if you know that. It's always been in the bulletin, but they do it on Mondays. Monday nights at 7 p.m. They meet down here in the Antioch room. The first and third Monday is book club. And then they have a discussion about what they're reading. You read a couple chapters, you have a discussion about it, I think. And then the second and fourth Mondays, you have a rosary and fellowship. So my wife usually comes pretty regularly to one of those. So it's a good group. If you want to be with other moms, there's no age limit. But it's always been a fun thing. Last thing, is Theology on Tap Summer Series. Blessed Are They. It's also on Mondays. It's at the Hop Station Brewery on Union Street, Mishawaka. And I've been there. That's a cool place. Good brew. Doors open at 6:30. 7 o'clock is the talk and discussion. 8:30 is closing announcements. I think I'm going to buy a brew and sit and listen because there's no age group, no age limit. They have an age for the young people. There's no ages on this in the bulletin, so I'm going to see about doing that. July 7th, July 14th, 21st, 28th is when they're meeting at the hop station, check your bulletin or your online email for the bulletin if you want to know more. Oh, and the other thing I see behind me over here on the whiteboard for the Antioch group is they have a mini retreat at Queen of Peace on August 2nd. How cool is that? So even our young group, our young people have things to do. Okay, so moving on to the conversation section of the podcast. It'll be a monologue because it's just me learning how to do all this. So I would like to talk about the rummage sale and give you an inside look, kind of sort of looking under the hood. It was a very successful year this year. We raised around $17,200. All proceeds went to the general building and grounds budget, which isn't all that flashy or fun, but it's necessary to be good stewards of what God has given us, as well as toward the new money toward the new air conditioner, and that we can all benefit from. So I think it was a good thing. There was a crew of about 30 to 40 people that helped. 10 or so of those are dedicated long-term team members that gave over 160 hours each. Now, I estimated those, but that was for the 3 intense weeks that we had by the time we started drop-offs, donations to the sale, and then a few days after the sale. So it's 160 hours each for those 10 or so, 12. It's incredible. And others gave an hour or 2 hours at different times. Sometimes they would come and go away and come back, you know, different days. All was appreciated. We need all the hands we can get. Some of the jobs before the rummage sale, we unloaded donations, we priced items, we cleaned items. We staged items after pricing. We took them to the gym and put them in groups of stuff, you know, the Christmas items in the Christmas area, the furniture in the furniture area, clothes in the clothes area, that kind of stuff. And then on the day of the sale, we have cashiers, floor helpers, shoppers' assistants. We had, you know, stuff we could put on hold while you went and shop for some more so you didn't have to carry it all with you, because there wasn't room to have any carts or baskets, or it was packed. So we had shopper assistants. And then we had helpers that would help load the items in the cars as after the sale. The first night was Friday night, was our early bird special, we called it. And it was the first look, first chance to get things. The cost was $5 to get in, and we had roughly 200 to 250 people show up for that. And I was shocked. I was told this was going to happen, but I guess Mark Vandewalle told me that it's normal, but I wasn't sure. Maybe he was exaggerating or whatnot, but I wasn't really sure how this was going to play out. But they started lining up on Friday night at 2 p.m. The doors were publicized not to open until 4, because we were doing like 4 to 7, and it was raining, so I didn't think anybody would show up, at least not that time, but we were hoping it was going to stop by 4 o'clock, but yep, by 2 o'clock, people were lining up. They had their umbrellas, and we were lining up ground and building. I was shocked. It was kind of crazy. I was kind of, you know, amazed. Father Jason was there helping me at the entrance when we let everybody start coming in, and he had a smile from ear to ear. He saw people from Elkhart and other places. At least I guess they were from other places, because I didn't recognize them, but they were calling out each other's names and kind of reconnecting, and it was just great seeing Father having so much fun. The other thing I noticed, because I stayed out front because I was watching in and out, you know, make sure everybody was happy and all that kind of stuff, and I was kind of a floater, but Friday night anyways, I don't think anybody left empty-handed. So I was pretty shocked about that. We had new volunteers this year, but we could always use more. 10 more for Friday night would have really been a big help. I had 30 people there helping. Staged and had their jobs, and I could have used 10 more at least because we needed more runners to help after the sale to take stuff out to the car. And we'll work on that. But so we always need more volunteers. The gym was packed with items, and we're looking into that running. We were running out of space. It was hard to walk around sometimes. It was packed. We had clothes, toys, furniture, books, kitchen stuff, collectibles, Christmas stuff, glassware, plates, some electronics, a few religious statues. We had end tables, dining room chairs, buffet, cabinets, desk, a couple of rugs. So all kinds of stuff. And it was amazing how generous people were, because some of the stuff was, well, I know it was antique, some of it was collectibles, some of it was kind of high-end stuff, and I'm just amazed that people are so generous to help out St. Monica's, and I'm glad to hear that. We had people, it was their first time coming to the sale. One lady told me on Friday night that she got a call from a friend of hers, told her to come down right now to see what was going on and look at the stuff. She had never heard of the sale before. Another young man, the same Friday night, but he told me, he was in his 30s, and he told me that it was fantastic and he would come back next year, as this was the first time that he had ever come. There were people who came all 3 days. I was shocked. Most of the time they didn't leave empty-handed. Some people who donated were not even Catholic. I was shocked about that as well. I know I use the word shock too much, but it was a lot of things that just blew me away. But they weren't even Catholic, but they wanted to give to a good cause, and they knew St. Monica's was a good cause. 85 to 90% of those who came to the sale were not from the parish. So you know it's a community event. We had people from Sturgis, Michigan come, Elkhart, South Bend, all the other parishes in Mishawaka, I think. I mean, everybody came. It was amazing. It was very much community outreach. Some people look forward to it every year. They know it's coming to replenish some stuff. I know the clothes are a big item for our neighborhood neighbors. I heard from Vicky that there were, or Katie, maybe Katie told me. I don't know, anybody. Somebody from the office told me that they were getting phone calls weeks ahead of time to verify timing and to make sure we were still having it. I would like to see this become a parish-wide event. And what I mean by that is that I would like to see more parishioners come to help, to volunteer, to help support it, but also to come to the sale. There's items there that you wouldn't know. Christmas items even, I don't know, special gifts. Very unique items, and every year is different. So I have a new mantra for expectations on volunteering this year, or this coming year, I should say. I'm taking the summer off, more or less, but for the next fall, I get involved in a lot of things. You see me around. I don't know if you know me by name, but you've seen me, up front, serving. I'm Eucharistic minister as well, or sacristan sometimes. We do all kinds of things here and there, my wife and I. My new mantra is this, and see, I brought it up to Father Jason, but it wasn't official, so I don't know if he remembers it. But I'm gonna lay it out here and see if it catches on, and you can send me comments in the email. Remember, that's kramertalk@gmail.com, and that's Kramer with a C. So remember that. That's kramertalk@gmail.com. So here's my mantra, and see if it rings true, and see if you like it, or I'm way off base. But here's my thought. Give 1 hour to one event once a year. Again, I'll say it. Give 1 hour to one event once a year. So as a family, or single, or a couple, or a group, give 1 hour to one event once a year. Now, the person that I brought this up to, or one person, he asked me if that would be enough. He said, I don't think that'll be enough. But I asked him directly. I said, did you volunteer much this year? He goes, well, I do a lot with the school. I said, I understand that. Has young kids, very busy man. I get it. Part owner of a business. I totally understand. But do you think you could do one hour to one event once a year? And he said that it might be doable. He said, sure, it'd be doable. So I pray, and I ask you to pray. Talk to your family. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your group. Can you give 1 hour to one event once a year? If every family did that at least once, we could have more events and not burn out some people. And you get joy from serving. God blesses you when you serve Him in the church. And some people miss out. So again, think about it. Give 1 hour to one event once a year. Well, I want to thank all of those who helped and those of you who told friends and family about it, co-workers. I appreciate all of everybody that helped, those that supported us in prayer, and those that supported from the office to just tolerating the inconveniences at pickup. And the weekend, I know it was chaotic in the parking lot, coming to Mass and stuff, so I appreciate everybody's patience and understanding. And so thank you. Okay, folks, that's the end of the conversation today. I hope this has been informative and mildly enjoyable. For my next post, I will be talking with Caitlin and Emily about the upcoming Faithful 5K Run and Family Walk and the Parish Festival. And in another future episode, I'll be talking with somebody from the Knights of Columbus about some stuff, but they have a breakfast coming up in August as well. So I want to end this podcast with the following. I want to remind you what Saint Monica herself said. Nothing is far from God. God bless.